Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, this is Wardell Posh Jr. with Solar Records Radio, and man, has it been a day and a half. And I called my buddies. I said, I'm wiped out, man. I'm wiped out here, emotionally wiped out, really, because, you know, my dog has been in the hospital, and I was supposed to pick her up this morning. They thought she would be able to come home, but when this morning came, they said, no, her numbers went back up. We're going to have to keep her a little longer. And so it's so sad and frustrating because I was ready. I was ready to go get her. And but anyway, I took my other, having so many animals here. And so I took another, this cat that is humongous, the biggest cat I've ever had in my life. And his name is Sonny, and I took him in today. They had to put him to sleep because he's so big, and his hair they can't do anything with him. They're afraid that he is going to bite them. So they have to put him to sleep, which is always dangerous, right? And so he's there. Both of them are there together. It's just a lot going on and just dealing with, you know, other things that's happening in my family. We lost my cousin. So it's just a lot going on. It's just been a rough day, but you know what? This music, soul music, is so pleasing. So I'm so grateful that I get to play the music from the Sound of Los Angeles Records for you guys today. And at the same time, just try to feel better about what I'm going through myself. So I hope that I can be uplifting to you as well. I hope guys, things are good for you wherever you are. I hope God has blessed you and kept you and doing right by you. And I hope your life is just, manifesting with amazing things and beautiful things. We just got past Easter Sunday. And so, oh man. So it's just time to, remember what our Creator went through and know that things are going to be difficult. For us, if it was difficult for him, we should expect something somewhat the same, right? It's going to be difficult, but we have to keep our faith, stay strong, and keep pushing on through. And so that's why I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to do this, especially every Friday I get to celebrate the Sound of Los Angeles Records, the music that I had been blessed with being a part of. And so thanks to Mr. Dick Griffey and Leon Silvers for making that opportunity possible. And I appreciate, and I'm quite sure all of us, the whole Solar family appreciate. We just, a few years back, we were in City Hall and we were all together, we all came together and we were just, Babyface and The Whispers and Shalamar and it was just E Dynasty and just so many people. Carrie Lucas was there as well, and it was just a lot going on. And we, Dina Andrews and Carolyn Griffey, it was just a lot. Climax was there, and so it was a beautiful thing that the city had recognized Solar for. And so with that being said, we wanted to just say thank you. Thank you so much for, recognizing the work that, the hard work that Dick Griffey and Leon Silvers did to make that all happen for all of us. And, not just us as musicians, but all of us as listeners and all that good stuff. So, guys, I do appreciate you, and I love you, and I'm so grateful, and I look forward to any questions, anything you guys may have in regards to Solar. How great are credited for the arrangement on Keep On Loving Me, as well as the writing you can tell us about the process. Okay, so I'm reading the question. He's trying to tell me what to say here, and it's a question at the same time. So the process of arranging, and how do you go about this? Okay, so in terms of when as a songwriter, and I'm sorry for messing up your question, so as far as being a songwriter, we just basically sit down, and we sometimes the instrument tells us what we're doing, and sometimes our direction may be we need a ballad, or we need an up-tempo, or we need this kind of song to feel this kind of way. And so you go into it with that. So that's the beginning of the process, right? You got to go in with something. But honestly, sometimes as a songwriter, I would go into to my studio if I wasn't feeling good, or if I was feeling good, and I would just sit down on my keyboard, and I just start, you know, letting whatever happens happen, and then I start following it. And then this is the thing, you have to follow through. You have to complete it. And so a lot of people will start something and then they never finish it and go something else, never finish it and go something else. And but the key as a songwriter is that you need to finish it, the product, so that you can present it to someone. And in some cases, you may just have a groove or something and you give it to another writer and have them write on top of it. That's fine, too. But that is the process. And so I'm very, very blessed to know this, because it's a lot of people would like to know the answer to that question. Can you recall any particular memories working on the Whispers album? Okay, so when I did the Keep On Loving Me, the song Keep On Loving Me, that particular song, it was I remember going into our office, and we had an office that was Silver Spoon. That was the company, the writing company that Leon Silvers had created for his all his writers and stuff. And so so we were in the studio on Sunset Boulevard, I remember going in the studio and just start messing around with, I need to come up with a groove. I need to come up with a groove. And so I just started messing around and messing around. And so I came up with the bass line for Keep On Loving Me first. And then I started messing with the keyboard part. And, I did the drum beat, obviously, first, then the bass line. And then I started playing the keyboard part. And I was so excited about it. And I remember saying, I needed to release, you know. And I kept trying different bridges on the song. I tried all kind of different things. It was nothing was sticking. I wasn't happy. I couldn't. It just didn't feel right. And so then I asked my friend, William Zimmerman, hey, man, do you hear anything? I need a release. I need a bridge. And he's like, of course I hear something. He loved the groove so much, he was going to make sure he found something. So he sat down and he sat down in front of the keyboard. And then right away, he came up with that change. And I was like, whoa, that is it. And he said, it just went right there. I felt it going there. And I said, yes, I feel it too. And so that's how the change came in that song. And so that was pretty much the process. Then I started singing different things. Yes, me singing. It never went out of that room, though. It never left that room. It stayed in that room. But I started singing because I had to come up with a melody. So I was working on a melody and everything. And so I came up with Keep On Loving Me. And so I think, you know, it may have not, because I didn't have any words. So I was da-da-da-da-da. But Leon was the master in taking any, like he would take the crumbs off the plate and make a meal out of it, right? And so Leon could grab anything. If he hears this one little thing, it's like, and he can make anything out of it. So he would hear these things that we were doing, and he would help us, because he had been doing it for how many years? Ooh, he was just a kid, right? He was a little kid when he was started doing this. And so, you know, here he is now in his 30s, and he's directing us and guiding us and trying to help us to, you know, well, actually, he was not in his 30s then. He was still in his 20s. And we were just trying to, we all were in our 20s. Leon was older than us, but, the couple of girls was older than him. I'm not going to say any names. But anyway, so that was the process. I mean, we really, once we got it to the point where it was good, Kevin Spencer was working on the lyrics, and it was over at that point. It was like, whoa. And so then, I was so excited that, you know, because once Leon starts taking it to that next level, which he always did, and that's how, you know, you learn from that. Like, okay, you're writing it, you're creating it, you're on one level, and then, you know, you get in the middle of it, and then you're feeling good about it. But then when it's time to get it to the artist, and when he got it to the whispers, Lord have mercy, when I started hearing it, I was blown away. I couldn't believe it. And so I give Leon all the credit, you know, for making my song what it became. And I appreciate him for, you know, for sharing his gift, even though he owned the publishing. So he was with, like, making sure, yeah, we're going to make this good. We're going to make sure this is a hit. And so, but anyway, guys, that's pretty much it. I can't believe I'm saying all this in the beginning of the show. Tonight, my friend wrote this song called Tonight, Jerry Knight, and he passed away. The song Tonight, I just played drums on it. And I remember coming in from school. I was going to Los Angeles City College. And I came in from school straight to the studio. Went in the studio, and I was so excited to see Jerry Knight in there, and I just heard the music. I was like, "This is great!" And like, "Can you play the drums on that?" I said, "Of course." So I went back there, and you know, and did what I do. I usually pray before I play, and but I don't remember if I prayed. But I usually do. And so, I got there and I started playing and enjoying, and it was just so much fun and so much energy. That song had so much energy. I was like, where do you get all this energy from, dude? And so, that was a lot of fun for me. It was a blessing. Jerry Knight, I miss you desperately. Jerry Knight was my roommate at A&M Records. We had an office. Our offices were back to back, and so we were right together, and we did a lot of things together. We had a lot of Bible studies together, and so I love you, Jerry. God bless you, and thank you for being my buddy all those years. So anyway, guys, you hear Carrie Lucas in the back, but since we were talking about Tonight, let's go there.
Thank you.
You know, that is just so funky, Midnight Star, putting it down like that. And Don Fleming, are you there, my brother?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Hold on one second. Yeah, I'm good.
All right, man. Well, you know, I know you're busy and stuff, and so we do appreciate you calling in. And how's everything going with you? You all good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Everything is good. Just working on a couple of reports right quick. So, but yeah, it's been good, man. Are you enjoying the show already?
Oh, I'm having a great time and got some great questions, and so I have more questions to answer, and just trying to make this thing happen. You know, I'm just, you know, it's so many questions about everything that happened, but I don't think about those questions. Other people have to think about them, and then I'll do my best to get the answer. But you know, you don't realize like what people think and what, you know, like like they're thinking about, like what did it, you know, how like somebody just asked me about, can you identify when you hear yourself on the drums? Out of all those songs you recorded, can you identify if it's you or not? And it's like, I never thought that anybody would even think to ask that question. That's such a great question. Yes, I can. It's really weird, but I can hear when it's me because I know me. I know what I do that other drummers don't do. And I'll give you an example of that in a little bit, guys, just so you can hear. I don't know if you can hear, but I want you to try to hear me playing. I'm going to play you a bunch of songs, and all the songs that you hear are me. And I want you to be able to, you know, say, oh, and because I know people that know, they say, that's you playing, isn't it? And I go, yeah. Like I said, how you know? So I know your style. I can feel. I can tell. I know the way you play. And that is always shocking to me. I'm like, really? You can tell? You know, I thought maybe I could because it's me. But when someone else can identify my style, I guess, like, I can identify, like, bass players. Like, I could tell who's playing on that song because I'm such a big fan of bass players. I always wanted to play the bass. But anyway, I will get to that in a minute. But the other question was about a song that I wrote called Day and Night. And so, you know, just to give you a taste of the song, this is a song that I wrote with William Shelby. And it's for Dynasty. And to answer your question, yes, it was one of my first songs, and I didn't even know I was writing a song. It was way in the beginning, and you know, that's what I was telling you guys about earlier, about the magic of Leon Silvers. You know, I mean, you're sitting there on the keyboard and you're messing around, and he hears something and he makes something out of it. And I had no idea what he was doing. All I knew is that he made something out of it. Me and William were doing something, and William started singing, and next thing you know, it was a song. And so that was really the very, very beginning of me becoming a songwriter for Solar Records and myself, basically, because obviously I wrote for, you know, many other companies. But this was just, that was the launching of my writing career. Now, I really had to start writing because when I came to the studio with my new 10-speed and then William Shelby pulled up in a brand new Mercedes, I was like, what? How did you do that? And he told me, I was writing the songs that you're playing on. And so I said, oh, that's what it is. So then I started writing. That's when I wanted to start writing. And I said, Leon, I got to start writing. He said, well, get a keyboard and let's get going. And so I did. I ended up getting a Casio keyboard, and I'll never forget it. And I I think I went to some kind of electronic store and they had it there. It wasn't even, not even like a guitar center or nothing. It wasn't like a music store. It was a some other kind of store, and I got this piano that I could afford and I thought was good, and I wrote so many songs with it. I was like, whoa, what a great investment. I didn't spend that much and I got a lot out of it. So, but anyway, Don, so the, are you there still, Don? Are you here? Are you hearing this?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I do, like I said, I have questions and stuff, and if people want to ask questions, please feel free. I mean, you can just ask me through Messenger if you're my friend, or you can ask us through SolarRecordsRadio@gmail.com or call in at 646-668-8537. Once again, that's 646-668-8537. We give you many options. And so, we look forward to your questions. We love to answer them. Don, what's on your heart, man? Any questions? Anything on your thoughts? I had a good time with you last night.
Man, again, and thank you so much for hanging out with me. It's been a busy day for me, but I'm able to kind of just come in and hang with you for a couple of minutes. So, once I do have those questions, you know, I got a lot of questions, but you know, I'm all over the place sometimes. So to try to compress it, I'll definitely compress it and pretty much ask, because I have tons of questions, believe it or not. But
last night you had a lot of questions.
Hell, it was appreciation day for you guys and Dynasty, and of course, you know, Solar, you know, what you guys have been able to accomplish over the years. And again, shout out to Linda for calling and hanging out. So
yeah, that was cool. That was cool. I figured that would make you feel good. And you, boy, you can smile. I never met anybody that could smile on the radio.
There you go.
You can hear him smiling. That was real cool. But anyway, so, all right, Don, well, you know, go do your thing, man. I know you're busy, and thanks so much for, you know, calling in and stuff and blessing us with your, you know, your just who you are. We appreciate you very much. But your show was off the chain last night, by the way. Greg, you got to check out Don's show last night. Whoa, that was really a good show. I enjoyed it. I couldn't get away from it. And so this is the other thing. A lot of you didn't know this because after, you know, a lot of people heard I was going through with my dog. Yesterday was my anniversary, and I forgot all about it. So did Gayla. So I wasn't by myself. Don't say, ooh. No. It was Gayla forgot about it, too, because of what we were going through with Belle, you know, my dog. And so it was more important that we make sure she was okay first. And we did, and she's cool. She's cool. So, but anyway, yeah. So yesterday was my anniversary, so I'm going to celebrate the anniversary this weekend. You know, I'll take her to McDonald's or something, and we can.
It's funny.
The dogs, the animals are killing us, man. They're expensive in the hospital. Oh, my goodness. Ricky Freeze told me he walked in the hospital with his dog, and he turned around and came back out, $2,000, just like that. $2,000. I said,
$2,000?
Just like that. Walked in. Yep. Yep. And his dog just visited for about 5 hours. My dog spent the night, so I can't. Well, that's the way love goes. So anyway, so I want to get to this. I want to get to this. I'm going to play you this, right? And every single song that you hear, and it goes back to the question, do you know, like, let me see if I can get to the question. It says, can you identify your own drumming by ear, tracks that you might have forgotten about and played on? So, you know, things that a lot of songs, it's because it's so many songs, I can't remember. And you got to understand, we were in the studio every day, every single day recording. Every day, Sundays, everything. We didn't stop. We were recording. We were recording everybody's record between Shalimar, Dynasty, The Whispers, Kerry Lucas, some of Climax. You know, I mean, we were in that studio recording every day and having to get these things done. So, you know, like I said on Don's show the other day, Shalimar And Dynasty is really the same group, just with different singers. Mm-hmm. Just different singers, but it's the mm-hmm. same group. We wrote and played on every single one of the songs. It was the same thing. So sometimes we even got confused as to, hold on, is that for who? What, is that Shalimar or Dynasty? We would get confused as well. So, but if you look at the credits, you can see on the credits that it's the same people playing music, playing the instruments, and writing the songs. And so, but anyway, so I'm going to play this little thing for you guys, and this is just, for me, it was a shocker, too. When I was listening to it, and I thought, like, about 10 minutes in, I was like, I'm on every single one of these songs. And so somebody put this mix together for me, and I've been playing it ever since. It's just amazing. So check it out on Solar Records Radio. We'll be back.
All right.
Thank you.
energy. And it goes on and on and on. And so I want to know, do you guys, can you identify my style? Okay. This is the first song I ever recorded in my life. And then straight out the box by the Whispers is playing right now. That's the second song that I recorded for the Whispers. The first was And the Beat Goes On. And so, listen, I just want to just kind of tell you that this year, you know, playing on all of those songs, and most of those songs were fast and up-tempo songs, right? That's how Solar did. It came out. It was just a... like, let's have a good time, let's celebrate, let's enjoy life, let's enjoy each other, and let's just be a blessing to one another. You know, listen, I mean, these songs were just so good and so driving, you know. That's the first song I did for the Whispers, right there. And so, and it just goes on and on and on, like the song says, on and on and on. And so... but listen, my style is a driving style. I'm a driving drummer. I like to drive the train, you know, and I like to make sure my passengers can have a good time. So I don't play the drums where I'm trying to get all your attention. I play the drums so that you can have a good time with just bouncing and doing whatever silly dance you want to do on top of it. And if it makes you happy, it makes me happy, right? And so that's what that's all about for me. And so I am a driver, and I teach my students the same thing. You are the driving force. You hold that pocket. You lock that pocket, and you hold it. And you make sure, just like when people are on a train, and yet the guy is driving that train, he has to make sure that his passengers can get up, walk around comfortably, and also the people that are working there can walk around and serve the people comfortably. It's the same thing with me in the studio when I'm playing those drums, or even live. When I'm playing, I want to make sure the other musicians that are there can play comfortably and not be wondering, oh, where's the beat at? I'm driving it. I'm going to make sure you can feel it. You will feel the pulse of the drive, because that's my job. And Leon Silvers taught me that. That is my job, and I will drive it. And I and once I got a hold to it, he never had to even look around at me anymore, because he knew, oh, he got it, you know. And so, but anyway, I hope I was able to answer. That's a long answer to your question, and I thank you. And I have some amazing questions here. Let me see if I can get to all these questions. Can you recall any of the memories of working with the Whispers? Oh, no, I already did that one. Let me see. There was another one I was really... who was the Solar A&R coordinator? So the Solar A&R person, Dina Andrews was the person. Dina Andrews. And so Dick Griffey did as much as he could, but he had to have somebody come in and help him along the way because that was a lot going on. We were recording so many different records and so many different songs all at the same time. And sometimes we'd be in the studio recording and Leon Silvers, the producer, is at the Lakers basketball game. And it's like, you see, you can't hide. We see you on TV, right? And like, so like, I know Dick Griffey would look and say, wait a minute, what is he doing at the basketball game? He's supposed to be recording. And so that was the transitioning part. That was when we all started, you know, not just being writers, but we started becoming producers because Leon had identified who could do what. And he would say, okay, I need you guys to go in and can you just go in and get the backgrounds? And so he would know, like, somebody's really good with pitch and then somebody's really good with pocket. And so the pocket is the timing, right? And the pitch is the notes, right? And so he would have both of them go because it took two to do what he did by himself. So, and he would have us go in there and do that. And he would be at the basketball game. You'd see him on TV. And I know Dick Griffey's like, what's going on here? and his, you know, like the bills are constantly coming to the studio, to the office. Like, and it's like, wait a minute, what is going on? So, but the blessing is that we were writing and producing hits. And so, you know, therefore, you know, it's cool. It was cool. So we got a lot done. That way, let me see here. There was some else I see. There's so many I can't even keep up, and I shouldn't even check them. I start checking them now. I forget which ones I answered. Which is easier to write, up temples or ballads? So up writing songs, you know, writing songs is a beautiful opportunity, and because songs sometimes they just come at you, like I told you, they just come at you. You can just be sitting there and you don't know what you're going to do. It just happens, right? And so, and that's what happens. For me, writing up temples is fun and writing ballads is emotional. So, and I like both of them. I love emotions. I love to be able to tap into, you know, I'm going to leave the door open for you, girl. You know, I want to make that girl excited and happy and make that person just like, oh. But at the same time, I like, you know, and the beat goes on just like my love, everlasting. You know, like you're just kind of screaming it out and just having a good time. But, you know, this ring means I'll always love you, you know. By Shalimar, it was just an amazing song. So, see, the ballads, like I said, those are emotional. They grab your emotions. So I love both of them. I don't have a favorite. Let me see. Do you remember the guitarist Horace? Okay, we call him Boki. And Boki played guitar and bass. And he was absolutely amazing. And he still is. And he's still out there doing his thing. Yes, I know him. Let me see. Let's see. The musicians who toured live on the solo with the Solar X, were they session musicians or contracted outside the label? So the best thing about Solar is that pretty much everyone that recorded went out live. So for instance, Lakeside, they're self-contained. So they go in the studio, record, then they go out and perform. Midnight Star, self-contained, go in the studio, record, and go out. Now, the difference is here, when I told you about Dynasty and Shalimar had to get a band because Dynasty could not go on tour with Shalimar because Dynasty was in the studio recording everybody else. And we couldn't even go on tour ourselves. We were so busy. So Shalimar had to get a band. The Whispers got a band. And so Shalamar and the Whispers had a band. Some of the musicians for the Whispers did record on some of the stuff. And so, but for the most part, you know, the self-contained groups did all their own stuff. Even Climax with all the ladies, they recorded all their stuff. And then they went in the studio. I mean, and then they went live and performed it. So, yeah. So I hope that that answered that. And I thank you guys so much for your amazing questions. You really are blessing me. So let's get to this music. And thank you for being a part of Solar Records Radio. We got a whole hour is gone already. Whoa, I talk way too much. I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I had no idea. for loving me, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I tell you, that was fun. That's, you know, one of those songs. That's one of the up-tempo songs that I wrote that I really enjoy. I enjoyed that drive. I enjoyed that groove. I enjoyed how it made me feel. I enjoyed how it made other people feel. And for the most part, now I get to go out to concerts and watch how people react to it when the Whispers play it. And that really blesses my heart, right? That really blesses my heart. And so I'm so grateful that I got that gift and that opportunity to do that. You know, I mean, it's just like a hairdresser, you know, doing someone's hair. And then when someone else sees them, they go, oh, my God, you look so great. It makes the hairdresser go, well, thank you. Even though he's talking to the other person. But the hairdresser is the one that made it look great. And so that's what happens when I go to see the Whispers. I mean, people have no idea that the, you know, this guy sitting right there is the one that wrote that song. They're just jumping up and down, and they're so excited about that song when they play it. I am too. I'm jumping up and down with them. So, you know, or I'm on the side of the stage or wherever I may be, but I'm excited and having a good time. So, but I did get a question about if any of the songs that I write, are any of the songs like from my personal experiences? Like, do I experience this? So, and I want to thank you for that question. Really good question. And so I'm going to play a song for you that I wrote. It was about wanting this feeling that I have for this girl. And she really, I wanted her. And basically, I realized that I was falling for her. And, like, I mean, I'm like, are you a wimp? Man, why can't you be a player, man? Why you got to be a keep falling in love all the time? But I was just like, even if I wanted to be a player, if somebody makes you fall, I just fall, right? And my friends used to tell me, man, your nose is wide open again. What is wrong with you, Wardell? Can't you just, I go, you know, man, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know. But when people are really sincere and they're beautiful to you, you know, and just really kind to you, how do you not fall in love with that, right? And so, and I can't fake it. I can't act like that's not happening. It's happening. So anyway, here's a song real quickly, and then we'll come back and talk about it, all right? I wrote this song for the Silvers.
I'm
Wow. Wow. So that was the Silvers, and that song was one of those songs. Sorry. That was one of those songs, right, that I remember, you know, having a keyboard, and it was, I remember playing this song and just getting into this groove, and once I got the groove together, it was pretty, so I started playing the other parts, the bells on the top of it, and then it got prettier and prettier, and it made me think about, you know, when I think of prettiness, I think of the person that I'm attracted to, right? And I'm thinking, oh, and I'm trying to just do everything I can to make this a pretty and beautiful song. And so then, as, you know, as I get it to sound that way, and then I started working on the chorus, which is the hook. And the hook is the part that hooks you, right? And that's the part that we repeat over and over, and it's called the hook, but it's technically called the chorus of this song. And so that's when I wrote, I'm falling for your love. And so I kept singing that part, and over and over, I'm falling for your love, I'm falling for your love, and just constantly just trying to build this thing up. And Leon heard it and loved it, and he wanted to do it on the Silvers. And so I said, okay, I'm excited. I'd never written a song for the Silvers before. So it was an exciting adventure. But thanks, for asking, that question. It was a good memory that you just, had me to go over. Let me see. I think I have some more questions. Okay, people are sharing their feelings. I was asked to share this story about, you know, having to go to California as a young man, and leave Philadelphia. I've left Philadelphia and just went right down the road to Virginia to go to college. But never that, you know, as far as California, that's like all the way on the other side of the country, which takes like 6 hours in flying on a plane. It's 3,000 miles away, so it's pretty far away. I didn't fly. I got on the bus. I took the Greyhound bus, but it was something, because I had to talk to my parents about it and make sure that they were okay with it, because I was just a kid chasing a dream, and I was ready to go once the opportunity came. I say, I'm ready. I want to go. I want to do it. And so it wasn't really locked in until I talked to Leon Silvers, and he said, come on. He said, okay, just come on. And, you know, Tony said, you can do it, then come on. And so I was like, okay, all right, I'm coming. But I really didn't know if I was really, really, really going, because I was just 20 years old. I was in college, and I needed to have confirmation from my parents that it was okay. I wasn't going to just get up and take off. And so I did ask, and they were like, what? And I said, I have an audition, and I was real aggressive about it. And I gotta go out there and do this. And they're like, what? Are you serious? And so, you know, my mom's like, well, you need to talk to your dad. And so I said, all right. So I told my dad. He said, okay. And I was like, okay, this that easy, huh? And I guess I was getting to that age. It's like, okay, you're becoming a man now. So if that's what you want to do. And so I did. And I went out there and I auditioned. It took 3 weeks and to get the actual audition done. And then I did that. And then time was going by, like a month went by before I heard anything. And Kevin Spencer's mom said, maybe you need to call Leon, because I was at that point, I had moved in with Kevin Spencer and his mom and his dad. And so mom said, You need to call Leon and tell him that, you know, you want to work, or you need to, or you're going to just go back home, and then when they're ready, you know, when Dynasty's ready to start recording, or I mean, practicing to go on the road, then, you know, you'll come back. And so I said, okay, Mom, that's a good idea. So I got the courage up to call him, because I'm just worried that he may say, well, never mind, we'll find somebody else, right? So, but I did call him up, and I said, so Leon, you never told me if I made the audition or not, you know, I was thinking I'm going to go home, and whenever you guys get ready, I'll come back. And, you know, and he's like, oh, I thought I told you. I said, no, you never told me. He says, of course, yeah, you made the audition right away. It was you. I knew you were the guy. So I said, oh, okay, cool, but okay, all right. So he said, but yeah, I don't go. We can go in the studio and record. And I was like, okay, all right, well, then. And I just left it at that, right? Because he said, well, you're going to go in the studio and record. That means money. And so, but you know, I got to tell you this. When I went to South Africa, right? And I remember they were speaking in a different language, and I would say, and I remember, you know, they picked me up at the airport and took me over to this mansion we were staying in, and then I put my luggage in my room, and I came back downstairs, and I said, sir, when are we going to go over to the studio? Can you take me to the studio? Oh, and they said, just now. And I was like, just now, okay. So I ran upstairs and grabbed my stuff and came back downstairs, and they were eating. And I was like, what? You said just now? Yeah, now. And then they said, now. I was like, what is he talking about? And so I just went and I sat there in the front. And then I saw probably another 10 to 15 minutes later, a guy was walking around, and I said, are we going to the studio? And he says, yeah, now. And I said, now? Okay. So the whole point is that they had like these different sayings of when, you know, like I said, are we going? And they said, just now. Just now means in their language later. And, you know, and then now means in a little bit. Now means now. And so I didn't know that at first, right? And I was like, what are you talking about? It's making me crazy. So when I was talking to Leon Silvers, and he says, we're going in the studio. We're getting ready to go in the studio and record some stuff for, you know, Shalimar and the Whispers. I was like, okay, I'm thinking we're getting ready to do this. And time went on. And I was like, what? You know, and so I called my dad at this point, and I was so frustrated. I was like, Dad, I am tired of waiting. I feel, you know, like maybe I should just, you know, do something else, because this is not working out. He's like, what do you mean? And I said, yeah, I'm used to having money. You know, I'm just kind of out here. And he says, I just want you to know this, son, that you can always come home. You can always come home. But this is something you've been wanting to do since you were a child. And now you have the opportunity to do it. So just go ahead on and do it. And if it doesn't work out, you come home. And I got to tell you that I never, you know, that coming from my dad meant so much to me as a young man. Like I didn't think that I could always come home. I probably felt that I could always go home, but I didn't think about it like that. It was just one of those things, right? He said, you can always come home. And I was like, whoa. Okay. So he said, so just do what you got to do. And if it don't work out, just come on home. And it gave me such a sense of comfort. I was like, okay, thanks, Dad. And that's what I miss about my dad now. He's not here, and I don't have him for that right now. I wish I had him so that he can do that again. I love it when he did that for me. And so then that was it. My dad, I got off the phone with him, and then all of a sudden I was like, I felt this sense of, like, you know, like I was okay and everything's going to be okay. And then I heard this song in the background and it came on. This is the song I heard. I heard it. And I was, and it was just coming on after I put the phone down. And I was sitting there just thinking. And then, and I started listening to the words of this song. And it told me something.
Listen. There have been times in my life I've been wondering why. Still somehow I believe we'd always
That was it. The song told me it. That's when the song came out. In 1979 is when that song came out. And I tell you, I was bawling. And I knew right then and there, that this was it. This is it. My dad just told me I can always come home. And the song says, make no mistake where you are. Make no mistake where you are. The waiting is over. This is it. You know what else you need to hear? You know what? I didn't need to hear anything else. God is so good like that. And so I was blessed to have a father who cared enough and talked me through my insecurities, and then, you know, and for God to give me a father that who blessed me through my insecurities and happened to be a preacher on top of it. And then, you know, and then Kenny Loggins come out with this song. And, you know, songs are so powerful, you know, and they can hurt you or they can bless you. And so, you know, from that point on, it was on. And that's when, you know, I decided, okay, I'm here. I'm in. I'm all in. Let's do this, Leon. Let's go. And then that's when we started recording all kind of stuff. And it was just on and on and on. And it never stopped until it was over with Solar. But it was, you know, and that was 1979, and we were on the radio from 79 all day long, on the radio, different stations constantly. And it was just absolutely amazing. It was absolutely an amazing journey for me, and I thank God for that. And I'll never forget it. It was a blessing that Dick Griffey and Leon Silvers gave me, and Dynasty and all the other groups as well, because, you know, I got to play drums on those songs. But then right after we went in the studio and did second time around, like Leon said, Shalimar, then we went and did And the Beat Goes On for the Whispers. Then we did this for Dynasty. We'll be right back.
Control. Here on earth, and everything feels so right.
love the message in that song. Love the message in that song, man.
What
women
you
can
to
have
know?
Fun too. Women can have fun too. Women can have these thoughts. Women can have, you know, these player qualities. You know, in that, because I love the fact that she was just like, look, you know, just be on the up and up with me, because you know, because we don't want to feel like we're both wasting time. Show me what you got. Show me where you're coming from. It's all good.
You are funny, funny. Well, hey, listen, guys, I want y'all to know that Don's like, show me where you coming from. So, yeah, and that's another song that I wrote. See, that's a mid-tempo. So I played the up-tempo, I played the slow song that I wrote, and then I played a mid-tempo that I wrote for Solar. And so there's, it's just fun. It was just fun doing that. I wrote that one with Joey Gallo and William Shelby. And so William Shelby has his fingers. He has fingers in everything, right? So, I want you guys to know. Okay, so we're going to be ending this show with a long live version of one of Lakeside's songs. Okay, so that's going to be coming up shortly. But I want you to go online, you know, to make sure that you guys go to our store. We're going to have some new stuff that's coming up, and so new merchandise is coming up. So make sure.
Nice.
That you go to, you know, wardellpashjr.com and go to the store, you know, or solarrecordsradio.com and go to the store. They both will take you to the same place and go to the store. We got some new stuff that's coming up, and I will let you know when that happens, okay? So get ready for showtime. And also, while you're there, if you want to donate something to our show, you know, just to help support us and keep Don around, that'll be a blessing. You know, every little penny helps, and it's a blessing to us. So, and we appreciate you guys so much. Just kind of help us out with the bills and stuff, you know, cause we don't do this for free, you know, but we love doing it. That's the thing. So it's kind of a weird kind of thing. Like I remember being younger and I did music. It was the music business. It was all about the music first. And then the business later, right? Because I just was so excited as a young man to do the music part. But now, as an older man, it's the business of music. We got to make sure we take care of our business so that we can enjoy doing our music and stuff. So it's because you don't ever, no one wants to be, you know, feel like, you know, I hate when business gets in the way of creativity. It's the worst feeling ever. You know, because we love the creativity, you know. So if somebody comes to your shop, they come to your shop and they want something, but they can't afford it, you know, it's like, oh, you know, let me figure out a way to see if I can help you get it. Because I know you really want that, and I want to see you smiling when you leave my shop. So, but anyway, thank you guys again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you and love you guys, and you guys are awesome. Tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Solar Wants to Dance, cardio workout show. Come on, music is just going to be banging. It's going to be hitting hard and coming right at you. So it's just straight dance music on the floor, and it's just going to go straight for an hour straight. Bam! I mean, come on. 60 minutes of on-the-floor music, that will wear anybody out. So come hang out with us as we do. So come hang out with us tomorrow, and you know, just try to let's stay in shape. You know, we can have fun and work out at the same time. So that's what it's all about. I want to thank Greg for his amazing work. We appreciate you, Greg, very much. I want to thank Astrid for posting, and I know she's been a little under the weather, and but you know, she has a strong spirit, and she pulls herself up well, but. Everybody needs a little love and a little prayers.
Mm.
So make sure you all keep praying for Astrid to get better. And we want to pray for Greg to stay strong. And so what else is going on, Don?
Man, again, just tune in tomorrow. And then, of course, Sunday, you got praise and worship. So, again, we want to thank everybody for tuning in and supporting the show. Wardell is you're a drum master. You're giving out drum lessons. Shout out to you, you know.
I love
doing what you do.
To the kids. Oh,
yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So, but much love, guys. We appreciate you, and we just want to say have a blessed and beautiful Solar weekend. Thanks for being a part of Solar Records Radio. We love you, and we're going to leave you with Lakeside. You guys take care. This is a live version of their song, Giving In to Love. Good night.
All right.
All right.
Of you crowding my
to the Concord. Feel how mine is, okay?
Yeah.
Now what we're about to do,
battle.
We're gonna have a battle of the sexes. It's gonna be the female versus the male. Now we're gonna stop running off. Okay? Now all you have to do is repeat after us. Okay? Let's tell the ladies what to say. This is what to say, ladies. That macho effect, okay? Now, fellas, what we're gonna do, we're gonna answer the lady, okay? And this is what you tell them. Fellas, let's do it for them. This is what you say, fellas.
You can take it.
Together for me, come on, just like this, okay?
All right. Give me to love, baby.
Now, baby.